is my shepherd, I shall not want. South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents In History.
The Lord my pasture shall prepare and feed me with a shepherd's care.
The King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want.
On today's Hymn History, the Bob Jones University Radio Choir and guest soloist, Gwen Gustafson, will be featuring the 23rd Psalm. It's amazing how many hymn versions have been made to this one psalm, and how many different tunes one can sing to them. I'm sure you'll recognize this version by James Montgomery. Joseph Addison, co-author of The Spectator in 18th century London, wrote a religious essay for the paper each Saturday. At the end, he usually penned a poem that suited the topic. For the conclusion of one such essay entitled Trust in God, Addison wrote his version of the 23rd Psalm, which he called The Lord My Pasture Shall Prepare. It was later set to music by Henry Carey. Another paraphrase of the 23rd Psalm, which has become popular here in the United States, is that made by Henry Baker, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. The tune sung by today's congregations was composed by John Dykes, and in recent years, a lovely setting for solo voice has been created by Harry Rose Shelley. two versions we wish to mention are The Good Shepherd and My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. Alexander Ewing wrote both the words and music to The Good Shepherd, and My Shepherd Will Supply My Need was arranged by Virgil Thompson from an old folk melody used in the South. The psalm translation, which the English and Scottish people love the best, was made by Francis Roos in 1656, entitled, The Lord's My Shepherd. It was passed down from generation to generation and came with the immigrants to this country. Roos's version is still one most often found in use, and we have found seven tunes available. For lack of time, however, we'll include only three. The melody by Grant is the favorite of the Queen Elizabeth of England. She requested that it be sung at her wedding. Scottish also have donated a beautiful melody to the Lord's My Shepherd, called Avon. As our final offering, the choir will sing an arrangement of this Scottish folk tune, coupled with a lovely melody by William Havergal called Avon. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Charles Kelch, with Jim Martin accompanist. Recording engineer was Rod Helder. Hymn History was written by Laura Pratt and directed by Corbin Tabler. This is DeWitt Jones. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
Bring in thy